Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second hour of today's Power Hours. We have 2 hours. But golly, my guest today is an incredibly shining light. I tell you, I'm talking to her just during the break. I got to say, it's so refreshing. It's a breath of fresh air, absolutely. She's not only alert mentally, but I'm telling you, folks, for what it's worth, this woman is alive spiritually. So listen closely. You want health, you want to live a full life to the age of 120, or, you know, golly, our genes, that's what they found in the Genome Project, folks, that our genes are basically programmed, if you will, to kind of unwind at 120 years of age. There's a time given under heaven. Book of Ecclesiastes says this is time for everything, a time to live, a time to die, a time to pass on. You see, but man thinks he can make it better and manipulate what God made in our genes. Our genes talk of him. They connect us to that infinity, that spirituality connection. That's just the way it is, folks. The Human Genome Project discovered this, and we are just simply here to amplify that. And that's simply when you connect with source like this way, there's no way that disease can have any hold in your body whatsoever. My guest today, Dr. Day, is a living example of that truth, because you see, she's going just strong as ever, as strong as she was 30, 40 years ago. And I submit to you, she'll be going strong well into 120. I'll make that prediction. My mentor, I'm talking to Dr. Linus Pauling at age 92, was like talking. I mean, this guy was so incredibly alert and awake and energetic because, again, he too had connected in the same way to the spiritual realms. Now, he was not religious. Dr. Pauling was by no means, I'm a Baptist or a Catholic or a Methodist or a Mormon. None of that. Dr. Pauling says, I understand the source of all intelligence. I connect to my maker. Now, that's called spirituality, folks, not religiosity. And Dr. Pauling woke me up to that. I was his pupil, his student. We would have conversations a week at a time, and he would come up, and we'd keep the conversation going as if we never had a break. He was that mentally sharp. So my guest today, Dr. Day, thank you for coming on the show. You're a national treasure. My goodness, you should be on every network, in my opinion, telling your message. And your book is coming out tomorrow. Fantastic.
Should be up on my websites tomorrow. It's a very controversial book, of course. Everything I write is controversial because the truth is controversial. You know, when you're talking about our spirituality, the authorities and those who rule the world, who are actually basically communists at heart, and they all worship Satan directly. The Rothschilds worship Satan. Bill Gates worships Satan. Melinda Gates wears an upside down cross, which is an announcement that they worship Satan. So Satan says, we came from slime or nothing or a rock or dust or whatever, and we're just progressing. We're getting better and better and better. And now they say, now that we've reached this wonderful pinnacle of our success as a human race, now we hook ourselves up to machines and we can become God, you see. Whereas God says he created us perfect in the Garden of Eden, and after sin entered, everything's gotten worse. You see, so those are the two basic arguments, and that's what's been going on. It's called the War of Armageddon. The War of Armageddon is not going to be a physical war that's going to be played out on the plains of Megiddo in Israel. It is a spiritual battle between Christ and Satan, between good and evil. And since most of the world has rejected God, and again, I am not a member of an organized church or any organized denomination. I don't believe in organized religion. I am a Christian. I believe in the Bible. I believe in the Bible. There are many mistranslations of the Bible, and I show in my book, Who Rewrote the Bible, how you can find out what the truth really is, because they have changed a lot of the Bible in the versions. But the original Hebrew and Greek are available on the Internet through, if you buy the Interlinear Bible, it's got the Hebrew in the Old Testament with the English words underneath, the Greek in the New Testament with the English words underneath, and with a few other resources, you can find out what the Bible really says. And the Bible does not say what the churches teach. God is actually good. He is not some pyromaniacal monster, which is what the churches teach. He does allow us to reap what we sow. I found that out with my cancer. As I said, I gave myself cancer. I didn't realize I was doing it. But as a trauma surgeon, I was working night and day. There were many times I would operate 72 hours straight when we had gang wars in San Francisco. You can't just say, well, I'm tired, I'm going home, when you have all these people on gurneys lined up outside your door who will die if you don't take care of them. So I drank a lot of coffee. I ate a lot of sugar to stay awake night after night after night. I probably got an average of 4 hours of sleep a night for 25 years. I thought I was invincible, but that eventually, took a toll on me. And then you throw in a couple of bad marriages and there you are, you got cancer. And
you got
so
a lot of stress.
So anyway, but I learned how to handle my stress. I learned how to handle my stress by giving it to the Lord. And I learned how to take care of my body. I learned how to eat, live, and handle stress. And then I got well. It was a long process getting well and rebuilding my immune system. But I've been well ever since. I've never been sick since that time with anything. And so people can be well. They don't have to get old and decrepit and be sick and feel horrible. That's not how God made our bodies. He designed our bodies to heal themselves. If you cut yourself, your cut will heal automatically unless you keep picking it open or put dirt in it. So if you don't abuse it, that cut will heal. And it's the same way with cancer. If you have chicken pox, you have a child, suppose you have a very sick child, 8-year-old child with chicken pox, would you take him to the surgeon and say, oh, cut the chicken pox marks out of my son's skin so he'll be well? No, you don't do that. No parent would ever do that. They would know that when the child's sick body was producing the chicken pox marks in the skin, when the child's body gets well, the chicken pox marks will automatically go away. Well, it's the same way with cancer. You don't take out the tumor. Doctors work at the wrong end of cancer. Oh, we're going to take out the tumor. It is the sick body that is producing the tumor, whether you feel sick or not. It is your sick body that is producing the tumor. When you change the way you live, think, act, eat, and handle stress, you will deprive the cancer of what it needs to grow. Just like if you're all stressed, you are pouring cortisol and adrenaline into your body. Well, cortisol is just like cortisone. It suppresses your immune system so you can't get well. So if you have cancer, you better learn how to handle your stress. You better learn how to not eat foods that promote your cancer, such as animal products and sugar and all those things. You need to learn how to change your life. And when you do, you can get well. The government has spent $92 billion trying to find a cure for cancer. The cure for cancer is in the Bible. If you follow my laws, God's natural health laws, my commandments, and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. That was written 3,000 years ago, before there was modern medicine, before there were drugs, before there were surgeons, before there were hospitals. And
Amen.
That's the way I got well.
Let me tell you what happened to me, and I want you to comment on this. I had a near-death experience in 1988. I've told a few people this, but I was a very strong, active LDS Mormon at the time. I had a near-death experience where I went on the other side, and I did meet Yeshua. I did. I mean, I came. It was like, no, I'm not doing the right things, and it set me straight. It came back. That was my kind of road to Damascus experience, if you will. And everything you're saying right now, Dr. Day, is exactly what he has shown me through. Because once you make that connection, you can have the choice to sever it if you want. If you want to go the worldly route, that's fine. But it's all about understanding how he made us and how he made things to continue. Last year, I got to tell you, I had an experience where I was shown, he said, you've got to understand what I was speaking about. The when I come as the groom, I'm looking for a bride that's going to be one with me. There are many people that claim that they want to be my bride. And the parable is the 10 virgins. Let me just share this because, wow, he says, the virgins, there's going to be 10 virgins. These are people that already claim to know him. They're looking for him. They want him. They're one with him. He says, there is five or half. 50% will not be wise. They won't have oil in their vessels. That's the whole parable. And I'm sitting here, okay. He says, no, literally. Your vessel is your body. And he pointed me to Isaiah, where we're bodies of clay, we're vessels. And he said, simple, extra virgin olive oil. The message was extra virgin olive oil in your vessel. You've got to have it. And I'm sitting there, what? I am a nutritionist. I have a PhD in nutrition. I never heard of such a thing. And I went and researched it. And you know what? Dr. Dave, that is one of, you know, it's God's medicine chest, the extra virgin olive oil. I couldn't believe what I was reading. And more importantly is the section of research on extra virgin olive oil to actually be a brain stimulant, actually protect the human brain as the oleic acid structures that are designed to keep your brain functioning right. Especially in this time where we're being attacked like nobody's business. You said it best. This is a spiritual war. And until you get that, folks, you don't, you know, my goodness, we're being attacked from every side spiritually. You need to have your brain protected. Dr. Giordano's research and his work, he says, the battlescape is for the brain. The next 10 years is a battle for your brain. This vaccine, the PCR test, swab, it's attacking your brain, folks. Dr. Dave.
Well, first of all, one more thing about the parable of the 10 virgins. Five were without oil, but all of them fell asleep.
Yes.
All of them fell asleep. The only one that was awake was the one that blew the trumpet for the bridegroom. All of them fell asleep. Okay. So that's a message to everybody who thinks they're a Christian. They all fell asleep. So that's very important for us to know. And you know, virgin olive oil certainly is a whole lot better than other kinds of oil. But when I was getting well, I had to get rid of all fat because it was a burden to a body trying to rebuild immune system. So I do eat a bit of oil now. And again, it's virgin olive oil if I do eat it. But fat is fat, and the fat you eat is the fat you wear. So you want to... We could get fat in avocados and other things the way that God grew it in the garden. But for this time, what we really need to know is God. We need to know God. And nobody is studying their Bible. They are not studying the Bible. They are just, again, the world has left God. And that's why we're in the mess that we're in, because God said, okay, if you don't want me, I'll step back and I'll let you see how it is for Satan to run your world. Most people are not old enough to know what happened in Russia and China when communism took over. They have no idea what's coming.
Millions of deaths, millions of deaths. I got to tell you, Dr. Day, I was watching the Super Bowl. I call it that. Excuse me. But that halftime show, I got sick, physically sick, seeing the satanic symbolism through that thing.
I don't watch those things. I watched the Super Bowl until it came a rout, and then I turned it off.
Well, see, it's clearly in every shape and function a satanic oblation, a sacrament, and will telling. Look at this guy that was there. I mean, you follow. I never heard of him. Called the Weeknd. Okay, but I went and found he's from Canada. His, you know, to get to the elevated position of stardom like he has. Oh my goodness! Talk about selling your soul literally to Lucifer, and he has done that. And he, in his own words, he admits that.
Right.
So he's a prophet of Lucifer, and
right.
He comes out and he's. Shows people at the end, here's all these dancers dressed in the satanic garb of black and red and with white masks. That's a satanic absolute. It's in Anton LaVey's Bible, what those symbols of color, those three colors symbolize. It's well, death and destruction.
But you know, there are satanic symbols every place. Every corporate logo is a satanic symbol. CBS and NBC and the, you know, the all-seeing eye, it's a satanic symbol. Look on the back of your dollar bill. It's a satanic symbol. It's a pyramid. It's the all-seeing eye. It is a Novo Ordo Seclorum. It's been on the back of your dollar bill. You carried it in your pocket ever since you were a child. It says Novo Ordo Seclorum. On the top, it says Annuit Sepsis. It means announcing the birth of the new order of the world. There it is. It's right there in your pocket.
Again, it goes back to who we are. Who are we? The point I was trying to make is simply this. At the end of that oblation, if you will, here are all these people that are masked up. They're covering their faces with masks, or lying dead on the football field. It's just a massive thing. Look at the death that's happening. And the cities that were shown in the first part of this halftime show have now become tombstones. Massive tombstones. Dr. Day, I just got sick because I'm sitting there. I've been understanding that from my research and what this vaccine is an injection of death. I've known that. And now I'm seeing this right in your face and I'm hearing people cheer for it. They're giving them standing ovation. Yay, 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 yay. And then we see President Biden coming on and saying, we're so glad to announce that all of these National Football League stadiums are being opened for mass vaccinations. I mean, are people that asleep? Are they that stupid?
They are that asleep. And in my book, I show that the Illuminati communists have murdered in just the last 100 years 438 million Gentiles.
Oh my goodness.
438 million. And I show you exactly how it's happened and what they've done and that it was purposeful. And
see,
so they have, already decreased the population immensely from what it should have been.
There's something in the human persona called normalcy bias. Okay. And that's just simply said, well, it can't really be that bad. It's not going to affect me. It's normalcy bias that allowed the good people of Germany to watch as their intellectuals, their professors that happened to come against National Socialism just disappeared. Oh, it's not going to affect me. These guys must have done something wrong. That is what paralyzes you folks.
Well, what we have to speak about far more than Germany is the Soviet Union and China. Germany, if indeed anything happened in Germany that was bad, it pales compared to what happened in Russia by the Bolsheviks and China.
Very, very well. I mean, Alexander Solzhenitsyn's books, the Gulag Archipelago, all of these things, they're not fiction, folks. They're fact. And this is mass genocide. And you better awake. What can we do to stop it? This is the radio show of the radio shows. We're telling you, don't take this killer vaccine. I don't know how else to say it.
But I want to tell you something else. If you don't take you've got to prepare everybody for what's really going to happen. Okay? If you don't take the vaccine, they will tell you, you won't be able to get food, you won't be able to work, you won't be able to leave your house, and they may take you to a concentration camp. They have concentration camps built all over America. They're FEMA camps. They have guillotines in all of them. All of them. They have, on my website, I've got pictures where they've got huge amounts of body bags, hundreds of thousands of body bags. In my book, I've got pictures where they have hundreds of thousands of caskets that they're getting ready for this genocide. People need to know that we're not going to take America back. And if you refuse the vaccination, which is meant to kill you, they will tell you you can't do all of these other things. You can't get food. They're going to have a cashless society, which is told about in Revelation 13, that true followers of Christ will not be allowed to buy or sell. All right. That's in Revelation 13. And the only way they can do that is to have a cashless society. So then they'll drop your number out of the computer. So you won't be able to buy or sell. That's why you'll have to learn to trust God. That's what all of this is about, is learning to trust God, who says he will supply all your needs. But so many people, even who claim to be Christians, they don't trust God. They trust themselves. again, they take up, oh, well, I'm self-defense. I'm going to get my gun out. Well, when, you know, 100 people with guns come to your door, your little gun's not going to do anything. And do you think that you can protect yourself better than God can? I would much rather have God protecting me than me protecting me. And as soon as you take up a gun, you are not under God's protection. So I endorse everybody in America for having a gun. I endorse that because the Constitution says that. But I don't have that because my leader is not the Constitution. My leader is Jesus Christ.
Well said. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is not where I thought this interview would go, but that's okay. That's I am all for it.
That's what all this is about. Who is the guide for your life? Most people don't know. They don't have a guide for their life. When you ask them that, they look at you like a deer caught in the headlights. What's the guide? Who's the guide for your life? Well, you know, my mom. Well, your mom, as wonderful as she may be, does not know what's going to happen a year from now, a month from now, or an hour from now. God does.
Amen. And I'll tell you, I go back to the year 2013, Dr. Day, a guest in my home here, retired FBI chief Ted Gunderson came and sat with me and showed me what he received. And he went to LA and verified 30,000 guillotines coming from China through Costco shipping. And we traced them right on the Union Pacific rail line coming right here to Utah at the end of the trail, going underground, then being shipped from Utah on the underground basis to all of, this was 2013. Mm-hmm. Now Ted Gunderson at that point had all the documentation. I mean, this came from the Justice Department. He was following through, but they were not supposed to follow this out anymore. So it was Gunderson primarily that did all this awakening of the guillotine story.
Right.
And of course, oh, it's nothing but conspiracy nonsense. And the Patriot networks at the time said, well, we don't have to worry about this. They think they can take us away. We got so many guns and we got hundreds of millions of protecting rounds. Folks, no, listen up. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more from Dr. Dave, but this is as real as it gets. It's really happening. It's reality. Don't go away.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use whitener toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And welcome back. Gentlemen, welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your guest host, Dr. H. Rod. Joining me, my special guest, Dr. Lorraine Day. Oh my goodness, Dr. Day, yes, we left the break talking about the guillotines that are absolutely in place. They have been since 2013. Just because you don't see them doesn't mean they're not real. Again, there's a very occultic reason for the guillotine. It goes back to, again, the Bavarian Illuminati was the whole entire force behind the French Revolution. The French revolutionaries came and invented the guillotine to basically sever the heads of the class they wanted to eliminate. And that's what's, you know, there's an occultic reason for that, because these Satanists believe that by chopping a Christian's head off or a believer's head off, it severs their spiritual connection to God. Again, going back to this, the whole God gene, the blood brain barrier we talked about earlier. That's all part of it. Okay. But it isn't. I mean, the book of Revelation is very clear chapter 20, verse 4, those who will be beheaded in the last days right before his coming are the ones who will be resurrected first and sit on the thrones with Christ as judges. Hey, how many beheaded? It doesn't really say, but many. Many.
That's another reason, of course, they want to use the guillotine, and they mentioned that because you know, if they electrocute you or if they give you some sort of a gas or something, it ruins your organs and they want to sell your organs. And so they say that, you know, the guillotine is the best way to do that. And then your organs are not harmed and they can get a lot of money for your organs.
That too. But let me tell you something else. Last year's, a year ago, 2020's Davos, Switzerland, World Economic Forum guest speaker, just blew my mind. This guy came out and I kind of watched these videos to know what's going on. It's the ultimate new balanced protein bar. I mean, I'm not making this up. Check it out. Octavia Cortez, she actually mentioned this in the first stages of the pandemic, that these bodies should be sent to Sweden. Okay. Listen, they have a new protein synthesis that absolutely uses the body, the flesh and blood of humans as the best form of nutrition. That's the new age. That's the new world that they're looking for. But the question was posed to this I call him the Swedish meatball, the scientist. And they asked him, well, what about this, mad cow disease type of cow, whatever it's called, that can cause, you know, when you eat your own body, that it can cause, you know, brain encephalitis, yada, yada. He says, no. We make sure that the sources we use, the body will be severed, the head will be severed, there'll be no brain matter. The brains cannot contaminate. So, swoops, the guillotine happens, the head goes off, the body goes into processing. Does that sound, I mean, this sounds so macabre, but it's, I mean, they're talking about this in the World Economic Forum and the fourth, what I call the Fourth Reich of Nazi Germany, this Klaus Schwab.
I mean, let's not talk about Germany. Let's talk about Stalin and Lenin, who were far more maniacal than Hitler ever dreamed of being. Okay. And because these people are from the same group, they're from the same group as Lenin and Stalin. Now, there are, I can't remember which state it is, where you can actually sign a document that your body will be used for composting for people's gardens and things like that. But what they have eliminated is the idea, what they have forgotten is the idea that there is a disease called kuru that every doctor knows about that is caused by cannibalism. And that is what is causing mad cow disease when sheep and cattle are vegetarians. They were created vegetarians. In fact, all animals were created vegan vegetarians. They ate fruits, grains, and vegetables until after sin. That's when they started eating each other. So God's ideal diet in the Garden of Eden was a totally vegan diet. That's the diet he also gave when he brought the Israelites out of Egypt, a vegan diet, which was manna. And we will not be eating animals in heaven or the earth made new. We'll be, again, vegan vegetarians, and the animals will be too. So when you feed sheep ground up, what they call nutritional pellets, they ground up roadkill, they grind up animals euthanized at the pound and all that, and they feed them, ground up sheep who die too. And when an animal that is supposed to be a vegan vegetarian eats animal products, they either slowly or rapidly kill themselves. So the sheep developed what's called scrapie, which is mad cow disease in sheep. And they would scrape their bodies along the fence and all that and take off the skin and their hair and all that because they were losing their mind. So then they ground those up and they fed them to cows. And there's mad cow disease in every herd in America. And when human beings get mad cow disease, it's called Creutzfeldt-Jakob. And what they do when these people get mad cow disease and they die in early death, they call it early Alzheimer's. But I actually have a close friend who died of what they called early Alzheimer's, and I know that it was mad cow disease, Creutzfeldt-Jakob, in human beings. And so the body, if we are built to be vegan vegetarians, which actually human beings are, and we eat animal products. All animal products promote the growth of cancer because not only do they have no fiber in them and they have no water in them, but they also, you're eating the hormones of the animal and you're actually eating adrenochrome because, the adrenochrome that the elitists are eating when they torture children and all and then drink their blood, that gives them a high, actually I think it's like mescaline. And so when you eat animals, all the animals are tortured too. They know they're standing in line waiting to be killed and they hear all the other animals screaming. And so they pour out adrenaline because they trigger their fight or flight reaction. When adrenaline is oxidized in the body, it becomes adrenochrome. And that's one reason that when people stop eating flesh food, they have a letdown at first because they've been eating all this adrenaline, all the hormones of the animal. And those things all promote the growth of cancer. So People don't recognize that, but when they start eating human beings, and then of course I'm sure you know about Marina Abramovic, who is the one who makes dinners for the elite by making food in the form of a full-size human being, women mostly, and then they eat that. When they open it up, it looks like blood, and I've got pictures of that in my book as well.
Wow.
Going to be available tomorrow. And so they're promoting cannibalism. There actually is a cannibalism restaurant now in Los Angeles. You can't just go there. You have to have a special invitation.
Yep.
Or you have to know somebody. But there is a cannibalism restaurant in Los Angeles now where they eat actual human meat.
That's right. I had that on my blog, which was shut down in December of 19. All of that, exposing all of that, folks. It's amazing. But this, again, this big meeting, Kuru is what he was talking about. And he said, now, if you don't mix brains, it's totally fine. It's the brain material that causes Kuru. He showed all this.
Yeah, crazy. It's like the brain isn't attached to the rest of the body. That's why they said with AIDS, with HIV, they said, oh, HIV is in everybody fluid except saliva. I said, are you kidding? I mean, that's so stupid. It's like, you know, you're in second grade. You don't know anything about physiology. To suggest that you can't get Kuru if you don't eat the brain is crazy, because all of these things are carried through the blood, through the serum, and it's circulated to every place in the body.
Well, he did. He passed out all these wonderful different varieties, like vanilla chocolate or chocolate strawberry. And people just went ape. And he was selling franchises for the processing. And he basically said, this is in January of 2020. He says, we'll soon have a lot of inventory to use. I mean, just like he knew what was happening.
Well, of course, but you see, you know, with Satanism, this is all Satanism. And with Satanism, Satan doesn't have any original thoughts. He will make some terrible mistakes, and this will backfire on all of them. They will die horrible deaths, and they will, of course, when they're resurrected for the judgment to reap what they have sown, they will have a terrible amount of reaping to do. But this is just becoming pure Satanism when human beings eat others. But Jesus said when he was on earth, there will be a time of trouble like the world has never seen, and that women would be eating their children because there would be famines and all that. And this is where we're going.
It is indeed. And I'd like to focus in the last few minutes on this part of let's talk about Matthew 24, this is the red letter part of your Bible. For this is Jesus himself speaking. And he says what? In the last days, the love of many shall wax cold. Again, this whole messenger RNA vaccine, folks, if you survive it because of the anaphylactic process, if you survive it, make no mistake, this will be attacking your VMAT2 gene and blocking the your dopamine receptors, your monoamine receptors to the frontal lobe, where your love is centered. And this is what I wanted to focus on today more than anything, is what the mechanics of this. Why messenger RNA? First time ever, like you said earlier, Dr. Day, we've never tested anything by sticking a swab clear up in the nose and twisting it. Okay? The first thing in this messenger RNA is designed to tackle this, to make your love wax cold. I've interviewed myself, half a dozen people whose spouses have said, this is frontline workers, your healthcare workers, your nurses, your doctors, that have come back and said, there's a personality change I'm seeing.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you seen that too?
Yes, I saw that too. I was very shocked because about 5 years ago, my late husband fell and broke his hip. And so he had to go to the hospital to get it fixed. And I was shocked at the lack of caring of all of the healthcare workers. It was unbelievable. And you know, when I was young, there was no road rage. There weren't people who were angry about everything. And that's how it is now. I wanted to tell you something about that verse too, where it says the love of many shall grow cold. They have mistranslated the Bible in many, many passages where the word many is actually the many. It's called hoi polloi in the Greek, H-O-I, and the second word is P-O-L-L-O-I. It's the many, not many, but the many, because what it's referring to is virtually everybody, because it talks about Adam sinned, and then it says then many after that sinned. Well, no, it was the many. It's everybody else. So it's Adam and everybody else, the many, hoi polloi. So when it says many's, the hearts of love of many will grow cold, it's really talking about virtually everybody. You will notice that only 8 people got on the boat for the ark in Noah's time of the flood. And it's presumed that there were probably about 3 billion people on the earth at that time, because people lived to be over 900 years old and had dozens, if not hundreds, of children. And so the earth was very populated, and Noah preached for 120 years about the coming flood, did not convert a single soul. So there were only 8 people that got on the boat. That means there are going to be very few people who actually listen up.
Yeah, that's another angle to this for sure. But yeah, this change, if you will, this battlescape brain that Giordano talks about, the neuroscience and technology, it's all designed, I submit, to bring the pineal gland, shut it down, the frontal lobes, where your higher notions of love really is, where you care about other people above you and what they think is important. And instead, putting the focus into the basal ganglia, the reptilian brain, where it's all about me, 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 and I don't care. If I can slit your throat to drink your blood, I'll do that, because it's better. It benefits me. That's where this is heading. I can't see it say it any stronger than that.
Well, that's right, but you know that you don't even have to have a vaccination or some sort of a shot, an mRNA shot, in order to have that happening. That's happening right now. Just the idea that the closest bond is between a mother and her baby. And now women are having abortions as though it's going to the store and buying a loaf of bread. And some have had 5, some 7, some 9 abortions. This is the killing of your unborn child, which is really the closest bond there is on earth. And they willingly do that because they sacrifice their child to the god of convenience. And this is just like sacrificing your child to Moloch. So women are already doing that.
Yes, they are. And it's, I'm talking, you know, I'm talking about the so-called Christian community. Because if they can bring those into play, I mean, this New York Times article about the reality czar calling for the Biden administration, and the Biden administration is listening up big time, a truth commission. I mean, this is right out of the pages of 1984 and George Orwell.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, who are they targeting? See, the reality that they want to eliminate is the reality of the biblical truths. That's what is being targeted here.
They want to eliminate all goodness from the face of the earth, because Satan really wants to be the god of this earth. And that's why he wants the nation of Israel right over there where God had the Garden of Eden, because that's the center of the world. They're just going to eliminate America, and this will be just for the elitists, a destination for recreation. And because the world, as you see, where the nation of Israel is now, you've got Europe to the west, and you've got Asia to the east, and you've got Africa to the south. And so where the nation of Israel is, Palestine is right where God put the Garden of Eden, because, and he also put the Old Testament nation of Israel, because they were supposed to tell the world that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, had been born. And so all of the caravans that would come through from Africa would have to go through the area of Palestine, whether they were going to Asia or whether they were going to Europe. So that was the crossroads of the world. That's why they want the nation of Israel there, so the Rothschilds can rule from that area. And they have made, of course, a base in Iraq that is, I guess, 8 football fields long, the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Iraq, and that's part of the buildings where they're going to rule the world from. I've got that map in my book as well.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Folks, get the book. I can't wait to get it myself and dissect it with you. Dr. Day, yeah, let's just leave. This is, I pulled up the this New York Times article, and the realities are this lady named Joan Donovan, research director of Harvard University's Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy, suggested that the Biden administration, quote, could set up a truth commission to investigate what she calls the networked factions, including white nationalists group. What is a nationalist? A nationalist versus a globalist? A nationalist is all simply those who want America first, because this is, again, an American Christian nation. That's a white nationalist, folks. This is one of the domestic terrorists that are being targeted with this truth commission. And Dr. Donovan, Joan Donovan, said, quote, there must be accountability for these actions. What actions? To put America first? Why is that a problematic thing? See, quote, my fear is that we will get distracted as a society and focus too much on giving voice to these insane fringe groups that came out in droves for Donald Trump. That's one thing Donald Trump did. He brought out the evangelical Christian America Firsters, and that's who they're targeting now. Make no mistake about it.
Well, they do want to eliminate all nationalists because they want a global society, and a nationalist is a hindrance to their global society. So they want to destroy those people first. They also want to destroy the elderly first. That's why they're giving the vaccinations to the older people. They want to destroy them because they cost too much money and they're not producing taxes. They're not paying taxes, and they cost a lot of money to take care of, so they want to eliminate them. That's why they're vaccinating the elderly people first. And many of them are dying. And of course, in nursing homes, they're dying by the droves. So, but they want to eliminate goodness. They want to eliminate nationalism. They want to eliminate anything that is different from their globalist satanic society. You know, the Vatican will be in charge of the one world religion. And at first, you see, all the churches have been infiltrated by the Illuminati agents already. And they've dumbed them all down to believe that Israel is a chosen nation of God, the Jews are God's chosen people, and that nobody can say anything bad about the Jews because even if it's true, because those are God's chosen people, even though the word Jew does not appear in the Bible anywhere. So what they are doing is setting the stage to eliminate anyone who doesn't agree with a plan for a satanic one world religion, one world government. Because, as you well know, there's a book called The Empire of the City that shows that three cities rule the world. The city of London, the 1 mile square area that we spoke about earlier, runs the finances of the world, and the Rothschilds rule from there. Then they will be in charge of all the financial, events in the world. And then the Vatican will be in charge of the one world religion. Pope John Paul already during his reign, he tried to get all the Buddhists and the Muslims and everybody else together, and they're going to make it mandatory that there is a one world religion. And if you vary from that at all, you will be killed. And then, of course, we have Washington, D.C., which is also an independent city that was made independent with the Americans not knowing this. It is not subject to the rules of any government, including the U.S. government. And the U.S. government is the military arm of this one world government. That's why we're over there killing all these other people who just want to be left alone. And that is another way to kill Gentiles, and many Gentile Christians, is in war. So it is the Rothschilds behind it, but they're not going to use the Israeli soldiers to go out and get killed. They're going to use the American Gentile and frequently Gentile Christians soldiers to get killed.
Well, that's again why you see all of the barbed wire, razor wire enclosures all around D.C. lately. That doesn't belong there unless you're at war. Okay, really.
Right.
Dr. Day, it's gloomy. It can be depressing, but not really. When you really have faith in the creator, if you have a relationship there.
But you have to look at the long view. See, God is, the point is that God has a better plan for everybody than anybody has ever mentioned. He said, you have no idea the glory that I'm going to bring about through this. Now, most people And maybe even you believe that, you know, God has that prepared for just a few people. But remember, when John the Baptist introduced Jesus on the banks of the Jordan, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away what?
Sins.
Sin of the
world.
The world." Now, every church teaches that the way God's going to do that, that the way he's going to eliminate sin is to eliminate the sinner. But if you look at the Old Testament feast that God ordained, when the Israelite, the sinner, brought his sacrifice for sin, he put his hands on the head of the lamb and symbolically transferred his sin to the lamb. What got burned up? The lamb with the sin, not the sinner. The
right.
lamb with the sin, not the sinner. God talks about his fiery law. And Jesus said he came to bring fire to the earth, not to burn people up, but to burn the sin out of their lives. So every church teaches that Satan is stronger than God, and that Satan can win his children away from God, and God doesn't know how to win them back. All right. So then, since he tells us to love our enemies, but he's going to squash his enemies by burning them forever. But again, that is not what the Bible says. So if you want to go to my websites, it either Good News About God or drday.com and get my book, Who Rewrote the Bible? I also have another one called Who Started the Organized Church? It wasn't God. For the first 4,000 years of human history, nobody went to church. And then what happened? And then I've got another book called If Jesus Died for All, Why Can't He Save All? Mm-hmm. And so you will learn what the Bible really says in the original Hebrew and Greek.
Well, we're out of time. We've got to say goodbye. Dr. Day, thank you so much. God bless you. God be with you. Listen, folks, go to her website. Get the book. For what I can say, let's talk again soon. Be well. Be safe. God bless you.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2.